Hello, this is the phonology part for the Ely area for the weeks of December 23rd through January 5th. My name is Liam, and I am reporting from Ms. Jeske's 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Looking at the first 4 days of January, our coldest temperature was negative 34 on January 4th, and the high was 5 degrees on January 2nd. Today, January 5th, was our 12th consecutive day of temperatures below zero. Some general weather observations from students are, because of the extreme cold temperatures, we are not getting any more snow. It has been very sunny during the day, but the wind has been chilly. The sky has been very clear at night with bright stars and a full moon, and the air is very dry. Jacob mentioned that the sunrises and sunsets have been beautiful and with a very bright stars. He has been viewing the stars and planets through a telescope at night. It has been so cold that water pipes are freezing. In one science class, 3 students have water pipes that froze. Ryan learned an interesting term called a weather bomb, which he had learned about. After looking it up in class, we learned it was kind of like a winter hurricane that happens when air pressure decreases rapidly in 24 hours. And this is what is happening on the East Coast, causing the extreme winter storm with very high winds. Abby noticed a pileated woodpecker was pecking on a birch tree near her house. And Drew saw a couple of ravens eating on a deer on the side of the road. Matthew saw a snowy owl sitting on a birch tree in his yard. And Sam L. noticed a flock of 8 male and 8 female pine grosbeaks at his feeder. There were lots of red polls at Lily's bird feeder. 2 students noticed deer with colors on it. We were wondering if they were collared by the DNR. There are wolf tracks seen by Henry near Wolf Lake. Thanks for listening to Ely Phonology. It has been a very cold week. Maybe it will warm up soon. We will be back reporting on our observations next week.